With a roar from the front paw rockets, the Dashen's grimy metal deck levelled beneath Flange's feet. "Commander Spackelman, hero," she said, circling Belka and sizing him up. "Is that on your job description?"
"Flange Damka, I am an officer of Gersbach Space Command, and I am placing you under arrest."
"You haven't read me my rights."
"What rights?" Belka asked, thrown by her question.
"Do I have the right to remain silent?"
"Yes."
"Do I have the right to kick you in the bum?"
"Certainly not."
Flange leapt behind him in a heartbeat, and despite knowing full well she had absolutely no right, swung her boot into Belka's rear end. "Do I have the right to punch you in the stomach?"
"No!" Belka fumed, turning to her. She immediately doubled him over with two rapid blows to his midsection.
"I suppose pinning you to the floor with my boot isn't on either."
Belka had no time to answer before his legs were kicked out from under him, and he felt Flange's heel pressing against his chest.
"I don't understand, Commander. There seems to be something wrong with your rights."
Belka realized words were obviously going to have no effect on Flange. In a flash, he whipped the canister of anti-flea spray out of his boot. But Flange's reaction was even faster. She snatched the canister from his hand and threw it up into the hold. It clattered to a halt on the central walkway, one floor up.
"Never threaten me," Flange said, driving her boot harder into Belka's chest. "Miss Damka, can I ask you something?"
Belka managed to say, despite difficulty breathing.
"Oh, I'm sorry, Commander, but I can't go out with you," Flange said with false sincerity. "I mean, I'm flattered, but I don't think of you like that."
She applied more pressure with her boot.
"It's just not there. We're like brother and sister. It'd ruin our friendship.
I'm not looking at the moment. There's somebody else. I'm too busy with my career. I'm thinking of going overseas soon, so I don't want to start anything right now. I don't go out with guys I work with, but most of all,
you're just too ugly."